Today's Feast of the Presentation of the Lord is unique for a Sunday. The last time it happened was in 2014, and February 2nd won't fall on a Sunday again until 2025. This feast completes the mystery of Christmas. There was a time in the church's history that the Christmas season actually ended on February 2nd. We heard in the introduction to the blessing today, 40 days have passed since we celebrated the Feast of the Lord's Nativity. The Jewish law said that a woman who had given birth had to be purified 40 days later, and that a firstborn male was to be taken to the temple to be dedicated to the Lord. So this feast day commemorates Mary and Joseph fulfilling the laws of their people. They were faithful Jews. But underneath all of that, there is a much deeper meaning to today's feast. The deeper meaning revolves around three central mysteries: the incarnation, our redemption, and that Jesus is the light of the world. In the second reading today, we heard from the letter to the Hebrews, "Since the children share in blood and flesh, Jesus likewise shared in them." This is the central claim of Christianity, that God, desiring to save his people and to draw close to them, became a man, God with us. I think that in our modern world, where our culture is producing so much isolation and loneliness, we can never tire of hearing this good news. How much God loves you, that he became man for you. That if you were the only person who had ever lived, Jesus would gladly have been born and died and rose from the dead just for you. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. And with us in the large sense of the human race, but also in the specific sense, Jesus is God for me. God become man for me. This mystery of the incarnation then naturally lends itself to today's second mystery, that of our redemption. God became like us in all things but sin, and that includes death. Again, the author of the letter to the Hebrews, "Through death he might destroy the one who has power over death, that is, the devil, and free those who through fear of death had been subject to slavery all their life." In the gospel, when Simeon receives the child, he says that the child Jesus will be a sign that will be contradicted. Well, what is the cross if not a sign that is contradicted? The instrument of torture and death brings our freedom and life. If we are infinitely valuable to God, then Jesus is willing to offer himself in our place to accept the punishment that is rightly due to us for our sins. Jesus goes down into our alienation from God, our separation from him, because of the sin of Adam and Eve, so that we then can live in the light of God's love. And that last mystery then is that Jesus is the light of the world. At the beginning of Mass today, we had the blessing of the candles. Another name for today's feast is Candlemas Day. Traditionally, on this day, the church blesses all of the candles that are used in the liturgy throughout the course of the year. And that tradition comes from Simeon's prayer that we heard in the gospel today, when he says that his eyes have seen God, a light for revelation to the Gentiles. Jesus himself says that he is the light of the world. The candles that we use in church, that we bless this morning, aren't used just because they're pretty. Yes, they are. But we place the candles on and near the altar of the church because the candle is a symbol of Jesus. The candle burns itself. It burns its own wax. It sacrifices itself to produce the light, a symbol of Jesus who sacrificed himself for us. So we place that light there on the altar where Jesus will come down upon that bread and wine and transform it into his body and blood to be light for us. So what does all of this mean for us? What are the takeaways from today's feast? The first, I think, is for us to always remember that you and your life are important to God. That Jesus was born and died for you so that you can be God's son or daughter in this life and be with him forever in heaven. And secondly, that Jesus desires to be the light of your life. You know, we can hide ourselves from light. In the summertime, we close our blinds to keep the warm sunlight out of our houses. We can do the same in our souls, through our sins, through choosing to live our lives without Jesus. We block away the light. We turn away from it to choose darkness. But Jesus is the sun. He is the center of our universe. Do we allow that light into our lives? Think about the prophetess Anna in the gospel today. She lived without ceasing in the temple. She was the original church lady. She was there all the time. She was waiting for God to act. We have the privilege of coming here every Sunday and knowing that God will act, that he will come into our lives in the Eucharist, and that he's with us as we go forth from here because of our dignity as Christians. I would like to invite you to consider tomorrow evening attending our Taste of Alpha. You've probably heard us and me talk a lot about Alpha. And tomorrow is an opportunity to come and see what it's all about. Alpha is an opportunity to experience this love and light of Jesus in our lives for the first time, maybe, or to deepen our love for Jesus, all within the greater community of the church who supports us. Tomorrow evening is just what it is entitled, a small taste of what Alpha is like. We'll gather for dinner at 6:30. We will then watch a couple of snippets from the videos, and then we'll hear the personal testimony from those whose lives have been transformed by the Alpha course. Of course, there are no strings attached to tomorrow evening, but we do hope that you may decide to go through the entire Alpha experience. Lastly, our takeaway for us today is the role of Mary in each of our spiritual lives. Notice in the gospel, Mary presents Jesus in the temple. She hands him over to Simeon. She wants to hand Jesus over to us as well, so that he can be the light of our lives. She wants you to have him in your life. So I would encourage you to pray and ask Mary to always be handing Jesus over to you, and that you might have open hands to receive him from her. My friends, let us give thanks to God today for sending his Son as our Redeemer, for his light that shines in our lives, and for giving us his Son's mother to be our mother too.